It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Celebrating National Tequila Day by not drinking, Mike Yuva from Watch Fox Sports. So, Mike, first of all, happy Friday. Glad to talk to you. We have a lot to cover. Let's start. MLB opening day was yesterday. How did that pan out for the players?
Well, I mean, unfortunately for the first game, the Nationals versus the Yankees, it ended in a rainout. But because they were able to play at least five innings, it counted as a real game. So the Yankees got the win. But I think for the most part, it's just going to be one of those things. It's just going to take time. I don't know how many people truly paid attention to the exhibition games that they had for these last couple weeks. But it's just weird. It's weird seeing, you know, cardboard fans in the crowd or no fans or pipes in sound. But this is going to become the new norm for not just Major League Baseball, but we're going to see that with the NBA. We're going to see it with the NHL. And who knows what's going to happen with the NFL.
So speaking of the NFL, a former Gamecock, punter Joseph Charlton, he just signed with the Panthers. And I see the, you know, with between him signing, Washington Redskins say they're just going to now go by the Washington football team. And they're hoping to have things done by their regular season opener against the Eagles on September 13th. Is the NFL going to be back?
I hope so. I mean, I feel like we're at a point right now, though, where there are some things that players want to be able to know for sure that they're going to be 100% safe. I feel like the NFL over the last week since the players took to Twitter saying, hey, we got to be protected. I think the NFL has at least shown that they're being proactive by making sure that they're taking some of those changes and doing some of those things to make sure their guys are all right. So I think that the most challenging part about football, though, and we may have talked about on your show these last couple of weeks, is that the numbers. It's not like the NBA. Even though Major League Baseball has almost 30 players on the roster, it's not the same. I mean, NFL, you're having close to 50 players on the sideline. And then for coaches, it can sometimes be up to 20.
Yeah.
So you're talking about not just from a traveling standpoint, but on the sidelines, it's just going to be very difficult. And unlike the NHL and unlike the NBA, you're not going to be able to have these guys all in a bubble in one location.
Do you think that also, because, I mean, for MLB, it's a little bit easier. Their game is kind of social distance, which we had talked about a couple months ago. You know, it's easy for them to even stay apart during the game, whereas in basketball and football, you don't get that, especially in football, because they're on top of each other, tackling each other, they're in each other's faces. So I was thinking about that, you know, and Russell Wilson had tweeted, we want to play, but we're nervous. And on one hand, I get it because, you know, there's so much back and forth on what this really is and how people get sick and all of this stuff and the severity of it. On the other hand, though, I want to be like, people have been working at Bojangles and Walmart this whole time for $10 an hour and figured it out. You know what I mean? So
That's where we've got. We've got to that point, though, and I totally understand what you're saying. I agree to an extent because there's other people that are doing their jobs, too.
Yeah.
I think the tough thing is for fans, when they look at it, it's just like, well, you guys are making a majority of them, not every single player, but you're making, you know, millions of dollars. Some at least, they're all making like around six figures at least and upwards. So, you know, unless you're talking about WNBA players. So, you know, a lot of these professional athletes, it's going to be tough for people to side with them. I mean, there's going to be people that will side with them because at the end of the day, these guys are all human. But at the same time, too, it's like you guys are making so much money, even though Major League Baseball, we know they went back and forth about talking about, all right, you're not going to be making as much as you would for your regular season because of the pro rate. But I think you've got to a point now where people want to see sports back. But how can you do that in a safe way? And, you know, if Major League Baseball can't figure this out, I'm nervous. I'm nervous to football because that's the closest thing to football in terms of how they're going about things. Because, like I said, NHL and NBA, they have a hub. NHL is going to be playing up in Canada. They're all going to be in the same location. Mm-hmm. NBA, they're all down in Orlando. Major League Baseball, at the NFL, they're going to be doing traveling. How can that work? If you can't make it work with half a roster in comparison to the NFL, how would the National Football League be able to make it work?
And let's talk local sports. You know, I see a few weeks ago it was, hey, sports are going to, you know, start practicing again in July. And then they pulled back on that. Where do we stand locally with high school athletics?
Well, I mean, it looks like we're going to be starting practices up on August 17th. It's one of those things right now, though, that I still feel like there's some questions that still need to be answered. And I say that because I feel like we just don't know where this is going to go. In comparison to Major League Baseball and some of these professional sports, the big thing that you got to worry about is the person at home, mama. I mean, you know, making sure that the mother and the father, the aunt, and all these people that are comfortable with their sons and daughters being able to go out there and play. It's a little bit different when you're getting paid money to play in comparison to if you're in college or high school, especially at the high school level. So as of right now, the season's pushed back. It's going to be a condensed season. It's not going to be as long as seasons in the past. And that's going to not just screw up things for fall sports, but it's also going to change things up a little bit for winter sports and spring sports as well, because it looks like their seasons are going to be condensed because things are just going to be maneuvered a little differently. So I say all that with a grain of salt just because who knows? I mean, if these numbers continue to spike up, a high-risk sport, which is what football is being labeled as, by the South Carolina High School League, it's going to be very difficult to have that happen in the fall. And there's a possibility that it would have to get pushed back to the spring. So, you know, that hasn't happened yet. But I just tell people, hey, just, you know, right now, it looks like there's going to be football in the fall. But I'm just very cautious because I just don't know what's going to happen over these next few weeks if these numbers continue to go up.
It is. And you know what's interesting specifically for the radio industry? And I'm sure I don't know much about the TV side of things, but I'm sure it's the same way for us. We're constantly future planning. And this has been so weird because it's like you can't really talk more than like 2 days, you know, ahead of time. So anything that we would normally be doing right now, which would be getting ready for back to school, fall seasons, promotions and all of this stuff, we're not doing because it's like we have no idea what the hell's going on.
No, and I can tell you from a TV standpoint, I know one of the big things that we do over at Watch Fox is Friday Night Rivals. It's going to be the sixth season of Friday Night Rivals where we show high school football games, and it's brought to you by Sonic. And, you know, they do a tremendous job being able to raise money for these schools. And on top of that, we show the football game on Friday nights. A lot of money goes into that. And right now, a lot of it's up in the air. We're already tweaking schedules around because the true week zero isn't going to happen because the season's going to start, obviously, a couple weeks later in comparison to what it usually is. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts right now going on. We're not the only people there to doing that, like you said. People are trying to plan. People are trying to figure things out. And a lot of people are short-staffed right now because there's been a lot of cutbacks, too.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get it figured out, but maybe we'll know more by next week. You said your birthday's coming up. When's your birthday?
August 4th, so hopefully we'll have some. I know hockey is going to be back, so that'll make me happy, but hopefully we'll have some more news, good news at that, when it comes to college football and the NFL and even high school football and high school fall sports.
All right, well, I'm going to look up your zodiac sign and find out the pros and cons of Mike Yuva.
Oh, there we go.
All right, where can people find you if they want to catch up with you?
They can catch me on Twitter at Mike_UVA, and they can check us out on the weekend at 10 o'clock, excuse me, on Watch Fox. And during the weekdays, 11 to 11:30, Monday through Friday, we have the Sports Zone, 30 minutes of sports. So hopefully those shows will keep going, but got to try to stay as optimistic as we can because who knows what's going to happen these next couple weeks.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me, Amy.